be a warrior in a garden, not a gardener at war.
There is no opposition when you're both on the same mission.
Alright, so I went ahead and hit record. About to go ahead and just start up this podcast,
okay,
man.
Okay, I got you.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Wolf Chronicles podcast. I got my boy, AP Anthony Patrick, with me. Go ahead and tell the world about yourself, man.
How you doing today? My name is Anthony Patrick. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. On Instagram, it's king_patrick43. And I came down to tap in with my boy to just get to some of this wisdom and insight that I can help get to other people.
So,
man, I'm going to start off, man. What inspired you along your journey to tap into your higher self?
I can really say in the year 2012, that really like sparked something in me, because like, you know how they had the movie out 2012 talking about how the world was going to end and all that.
Yeah.
And I was playing baseball in high school at this time, and I wasn't really taking it serious because I was just like, man, we're going to die soon. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm just like, fuck it. But then like, the time came and nothing happened, and I'm just like, like, I really spent time not really focusing on baseball to just bullshit around out of fear. And it's just like, you know, something got to change. I stopped living in fear. So I started taking baseball more serious. I transferred high schools, ended up playing in college, and, you know, we just ended up crossing paths.
Okay.
And,
so when you were in college, you basically ended up finding yourself, understanding the person you wanted to be.
Oh yeah. Yeah, like I just, you know, I had really, you know, I used to smoke a lot, and
yeah,
like this is kind of something that like kind of veered me in this direction. Like just getting more tapped in with, I guess, my creative side, my feminine energy.
Okay.
And I was just piecing things together because, you know, I'm very smart, and it's just like I questioned a lot of the things that we were taught, like just, you know, religion and all this stuff. And it just snowballed from there.
Yeah,
and like when I moved into an apartment by myself, and really, you know, I actually ended up having my sophomore year of college, I had my own dorm room, and like I spent a lot of time to myself, just, you know, kind of isolation and just thinking. And it's really, that's when you're in solitude, that's when you could really think and like just put things together.
Find yourself.
Yeah. And it just, from there, you know, things were just coming.
I saw that you had a whole body transformation. During that transformation, I know you started getting into like the vegan diet. Can you talk more about vegan? What made you go vegan? Were you feeling sluggish? Were you having like some high blood pressure? Your mom was constipated? Like, what made you want to say, man, I want to go vegan? And was you consistent?
I could say maybe like my sophomore year of college, I used to be like very like swole, like very inflamed, like I got up to like 185 pounds.
Some people don't know what inflamed mean. Like, what you mean? Because some people be like, I'm bulky, I'm stocky. So,
yeah, so
what?
Inflammation is just like, you know, your body's way of repairing itself from like damage done to it. So like, you know, a lot of foods cause inflammation because they really aren't, you know, made. I mean, inflammation can be a good thing, but if for like, say you hurt yourself, but like if you're constantly inflamed, it's not, and it'll keep the body in an acidic state.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what people have like mucus, and they're not able to like really function.
Mm-hmm. And
dehydration.
Yes. Yeah, dehydration. And I guess I could say, you know, I took a lot of whey protein. I was eating a lot of cheese and meat. And like, I remember after taking like one of those mass gainer protein shakes, like my kidneys were hurting.
Mm.
And it was just like, dude, I'm like 20 years old. Like,
yeah,
I'm not supposed to be hurting like this.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know, I cut that out. And then I just started learning more and more about health and just like piecing stuff together. And I was coming across information that, yo, we don't actually need to eat meat and all this. And like, say maybe like two years ago, beginning of 2018, mm-hmm. I had went pescatarian. I was pescatarian for like 6 months.
How you like that?
I mean, it was smooth. And then from there, I had went vegetarian. So I was just eating like eggs, and like maybe 2 months later, I actually went full on vegan. And I've been vegan for about two years and like 3 months.
Yeah, so I know you got a lot of recipes. When you gonna start a cook show?
Man, I'm really not that diverse in what I eat.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to switch it up. Like one of my vegan friends, his name's Jeff Bodie. I think he lives in the UK, but like he talks about having a lot of biodiversity in your gut with different vegetables and fruits. So like, you know, make it diverse in your gut bacteria and not so like, you know, your body has to adapt to the stress is put on it. And like, really, if you get all these different vegetables and fruits from different areas, you can acclimate yourself to different like parts of the world better. Because, mm-hmm. you know, the climate is different everywhere.
And I agree.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. So basically, it's on the thing of online, learn, and relearn. So growing up, you know, we'll talk to you like for athletes 3 to 5 times a day. Can you break that myth? About the 3 to 5 times a day,
man.
And tell them, understand, let people know what breakfast actually means. Break fast, like elaborate with your own skeleton clock. Give the people the information.
All right, so yeah, we don't have to eat as much as we think. You know,
touch on like fasting as well.
Fasting, so like essentially, when you go to sleep, you're fasting, and sleep is the time for your body's repair. So when, you know, if you're eating late and you go to sleep, you're really not giving your body the energy to repair stuff, and you're really focusing more on digestion. So people are not sleeping well, and sleep is what, you know, we get our melatonin is produced in our pineal gland, which helps with like our circadian rhythm and our mood and all of that.
You can't skip past that. Some people don't know what pineal gland is. Elaborate. What is the pineal gland?
So people don't know. The pineal gland is the third eye. This is a pine cone gland that takes in light. Like, you know, it has receptors on it that replicate the receptors in your eye, and it is, you know, it's initially a third eye.
And like, what's some books someone can start reading if they want to like raise their vibration or like bring like positivity in their life regarding their pineal gland? What's some books that people could check out?
Let's see, the Buddha in me or the Buddha inside me?
The Buddha in me.
Yeah, I haven't read it, but I've heard a lot about it.
Because you know, you start talking about these different religions, a lot of people they get scared. A lot of people have that. The religion on coke that they wear. So tell people like the benefits of touching in, reading different different religions, or why they do the things they do. How can you bring peace with that and not be scared to understand that without it breaking what you believe in?
You know, fear to me is false evidence appearing real. The mind is very powerful. The mind is a magnet, and what you focus on will come to reality. I feel like you know when you vibrate, so fear is a very low vibration, and you know, to be of this world, I believe you have to be more of love, which is higher, and this is what connects you to your higher chakras, and this is, you know, what draws in thoughts and all this from just, you know, the sun and moon and everything around you. Just everything's connected.
So that means, of course, that we're growing up in society and we only listen to the things our mother tells us, our father tells us. So we got to realize that we have to go against the grain and find out our true self. So maybe that's, you know, tapping into different books like being a vegan. You know, Thanksgiving coming up. A lot of people on Thanksgiving want to eat the collard greens, the turkey. People still eat pig feet nowadays.
Yeah.
So, like, you got to break the stigma. How can we go against what we was told growing up? How can we go against that and get a better life?
Realizing that you know, history is more than our history, our melanated people is more than just being slaves. Like, we have been around for hundreds of millions of years.
Okay.
And, you know, they've even found fossils, you know, with dinosaur footprint and man next to it. And it's just like, this is like 50,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, we walked amongst them.
True.
So there's more to us than, you know, being slaves.
Exactly.
And really, you know, with us being melanated people, we are that of nature. We are the carbon 12. Every element of, you know, the periodic table is found within us.
So you basically want to give the people basically, it's time to wake up and embark on their journey, on their spiritual journey. So that's whether it's lifestyle transformation, whether it's wellness, whether it's just studying different things, just find out who your true self is. And I feel like that's be a positive and be a life changing to many people.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So tell me about you, man, Blind Faith University. What started this up? Because I remember, you know, I'll be in class with you and I see you doing your thing and getting your books together and all this and like just motivating everybody. And like you're a true leader, man.
So the biggest thing with me, so Blind Faith University is a nonprofit organization I started. Our mission is to empower young men through mentorship and faith. But throughout my whole life, I've always been, you know, a visionary and I always had a lot of faith. So my biggest thing is, man, how can I manifest my dreams into reality? Because I'm a big believer, if you can write your vision down and be able to articulate it, it can happen. Mm-hmm. You know, articulate your vision so other people can be able to believe in it. And, you know, Blind Faith University, my journey playing professional football, playing college football, and things of that nature, it just allowed me to hurdle obstacles. You know, blind faith is it just means believing something without even seeing it, but mm-hmm. having that burning desire that it will happen. And of course, I published 3 books. I have a book called Faith on Trial, and I have a book called Blind Faith Volume 1, Be Obsessed with the Vision. But it's all about motivational content and how to be a better person. And recently, I just came out with a children's book about suicide prevention and anti-bullying. So my biggest thing is, how can I make an impact? At the end of the day, the soul, the body is a limitation of the soul. So while we walk on this earth, what is our purpose here? Mm-hmm. And I feel like my purpose is to impact many lives and continue to awaken them. Continue to carry light, let my light shine on others so they can be better.
You know? Yeah, that's pretty much me, man. Like, I feel like I have a calling to really just help people. And like, I feel very intuitive and like just tapped into like the universe. And I just see past a lot of the bullshit. Like,
yeah. Do you even watch TV anymore? I know I don't really watch TV anymore. I probably watch more so with documentaries. And the last time you sat down, I just watched something like
I actually watched a Netflix show with a friend last week, but I don't really like TV. Like, I don't like it. Like, I watched it growing up, like cartoons, but like
television programming to program your mind.
Yeah, it's programming. It's been a while. Like, I just don't like. You know, I feel like my mind is very, very fragile to like different energies, and like a lot of the stuff they project is very negative and low in vibration, and I feel like it inputs a false reality into our heads.
Yeah, it gets to the point when I watch movies, it's like I know what's gonna happen at the end. Like my lady, she always tells me, "Why you can't sit down and watch a movie? Why you always saying what's happening next?" Because at the end of the day, like with my mind, I'm already knowing what's going on, what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. It's like a movie out there. Speak about the Matrix, and how watching the Matrix, it can enlighten a lot of minds.
Man, my boy Flipper, he'd be really good on talking about this. I have to rewatch it, but pretty much there's like 2 options. Like, you know, the blue pill, where you just, you know, pretend everything's okay and just live life, not really following your true spirit. Mm-hmm. And then there's a red pill of just seeing truth and like going deep down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Have you ever read a book called Alchemist?
I've heard about it. A lot of people have been telling me about it. My homeboy Alonzo, we just did a podcast. He brought it up to me. And yeah, I need to read it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I do believe that we are alchemists, because, you know, initially, you know, we are what we eat. You know, everything we eat is composed of DNA and data, and our stomach is our second brain, and serotonin is produced mainly in our gut, and serotonin is the happy transmitter. So really, we program our own happiness.
Yeah. So give for example, right? Let's get a strange example, but what you just said. Okay, say we eat eggs, right? So the eggs that we eat, say, come from a certain farm, and saying like all these, this farm that have all these chickens or whatever going around, and they getting their head cut off or whatever, and they like run around a hostile environment. Once they have those eggs and they get transported to the grocery store and we cook them as they eat it, do you feel like that energy from the chickens or whatever would kind of come to us?
Yeah, and
for real.
Yeah, man. You know, energy is very much contagious, and animals pick up on energy well. But you know, when you think about the body, like, you get put in fight and flight mode, you produce a lot of adrenaline. Well, animals produce a lot of adrenaline as well. And when they die, they end up having all that in their meat and all their, you know, whatever people eat. And pretty much they feed. I believe that when we eat meat and all this, we eat off the feet or the fear and the pain of the animals.
Yeah. So you agree that true salvation come from your diet. That's one thing. True salvation comes from the diet. Cause if you eat pork, if you eat all this pork and stuff like that, look, you can't hardly think straight.
Yeah, cause you caught in your lower self, you know, rushed and feeling like time is your enemy when really you should be, you know, being mindful and like just taking advantage of every breath, every time. And really, that's another thing with all eating all the meat and stuff, like your blood pressure goes up.
Yeah.
And your body's working harder and really like speeding things up. And like, we already live in a fast paced society where, you know, people have to get it now. And like, people can't even sit down and like read and just, you know, everything is just force fed us, and nobody really wants to sit down and like think critically.
Exactly. Yeah, big on you are what you eat. So what about those moments when people eat and they end up, they say, man, I gotta go to sleep. I just ate good. Like, talk to you.
The itis.
talk about like overeating. How's that not good?
Because, you know, it takes a lot of energy to digest. And it takes a lot, especially a lot of energy to digest meat. Like, it takes hours. And then when you mix that with gluten, you know, it's glue.
Yeah,
and then you're eating meat and glue, and you know, gluten's very big, and it really just slows down the body. And a lot of people end up having, you know, gastrointestinal problems because of gluten and get like celiacs.
See, that's why another thing that I don't like, get eating steak, cause it takes too long to break down, and you can actually feel that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I used to eat a lot of steak too, man. Yeah.
So was it hard for you to change your diet, or like stay consistent with it? Or how do you stay consistent?
You know, I'm gonna talk about this because it's getting legalized. I had took shrooms one day. Actually, yeah. It was like after a breakup.
Yeah.
And like, I was just outside, you know, grounded, ain't have no socks on. And just, I had a big tree by my apartment, you know, grassy around me. And I was just sitting there, I was just like thinking. And I looked at my dog and I was just like, I really do love my dog. Like, why the fuck am I eating meat? Like, I just don't. I felt like a connection, like a strong connection to her. And she was very smart and like connected to me. And like, this is really when I like decided, like, okay, I feel like I need to go vegan. Like, because I've been seeing a lot of signs, and I feel good not eating as much meat as I was, because I was just eating fish. And like, I was really eating a lot more vegetables, and I felt energized. And, you know, if you look at meat, so there's like a photon, like some type of machine where you can look at the photons or the light energy within meat or within like certain things. And they looked at meat and they looked at, you know, fruit, and there was a lot more light, a lot more energy within the fruit, and the meat was dead. And it's just like, all right.
When dead things in your body. putting dead things in your body.
Like, yeah, and it rots. Like, meat rots. Like, everything decays. And really, when you have, like, a lot of rotten stuff in you, you know, people absorb all that energy, and it's very low vibrational, because really, our hearts, you know, they pulsate, and, you know, they are what creates our bioenergetic field, which is our aura, that along with our mind. And yeah, I just feel like now that I'm vegan and stuff, like, I draw in a lot of, you know, a lot of eyes, and like, people are very drawn into me, and like, feel like some sort of comfort. Like,
so tell me, show people some of the chakra. We're on Instagram Live right now. Let them see the crystals.
Okay, so yeah, got the green crystal quartz from over here where we are right now, Blue Herbal Goddess. Make sure y'all come tap in. It's on Fort Campbell Boulevard.
How's it beneficial? How's that crystal beneficial?
You know, a lot of people will call these crystals bullshit, but, you know, I got to reading this book on suppressed inventions, and, you know, they talk about an Indian doctor who made a machine that emitted different colors of lights that healed people. And this was actually working, but they didn't let this get out because, you know, of course, the medical industry, they...
all about money.
Yeah, it's all about money and keeping people coming in ill and sick. And pretty much, they were healing people with light, different colors. Like,
you pull this book out and show people on IG real quick.
Because I posted this on my story. Okay, so they call it spectrochrome therapy, and it's saying attributes of attuned color wave. So the color green, it's a pituitary stimulant, disinfectant, purification. Pretty much.
Let me show y'all. I don't know if y'all can
see that shit. And really, if you look at this image, it's actually, it looks like a Merkaba, which is our light body. You know, we are light beings. You know, when you look at, when the sperm comes into contact with the egg, there's a flash, a light. Like, the eggs specifically pick certain sperms. Like, our birth is very much divine timing. Like, you know, you could have not been alive right now, but it just so happened that the stars aligned and everything just so happened to come perfectly together. Like, there's big meaning in our lives.
Yeah. So elaborate more so on parts like astrology. So do you believe in horoscopes? What's your thoughts about horoscopes? Do you feel like people that behind putting a horoscope together, is it like random pitches?
So there are two different ways of looking at astrology. And I feel like it has been infiltrated by, you know, evil folks, the Romans, the Greeks, you know, the people that don't like women and are very into molestation of kids. But yeah, so there is tropical astrology, which is the mainstream astrology that everybody talks about now. And then there is sidereal or 13 sign, which takes into effect the precession of the equinox. So our planet, it tilted like 23 degrees and changed pretty much the how we see the constellation. So really, you know, people say it's Scorpio season right now, but we're still in Virgo. It doesn't end until the 30th. And then Libra season begins on Halloween, which, you know, everything is symbolic. Libra is a scale. It deals with balance and judgment, harmony. And yeah.
And that right there. And I feel like when you start tapping into different realms, how do someone stay grounded and not get lost when you tap into these different things? Like what type of thing? At the end of the day, you will always find something that will contradict what you just have learned. Or how do you know you're on the right track of information? Is with everything starting to line up the same?
Yeah.
Like everything you read is start just being the same.
Yeah,
like,
stuff's lining up. Yeah. And I'm just following my spirit and going with my gut feeling. And really, you know, everything is about how things feel to you, but also when we talk about gut feeling, so gut feeling, like, you can tell when something bad's about to happen or if somebody's not right for you. Like,
exactly.
You know, people, I tweeted about this today. I was just like, when somebody gives you butterflies, that's not a good thing. Oh, Okay. All right. So yeah, like, you know, people talk about butterflies and they get around certain people. It's not a good thing. Like, that's your body warning you about, you know, something in their spirit is not sitting right with yours and it's not in alignment.
So what's the one good to get butterflies before a game though? What's the difference then?
Oh, it's just not being prepared. Like, that has to do with
mentally and mental state.
Mm-hmm. And it has to do with, like, you know,
I believe that.
Yes, people, sir. If you get butterflies before a game, it's because you're not ready. Like, yeah, like, you got to be sure about, you know, your decisions, because if not, you could be manipulated and thrown off path. And like, this is why, you know, people should detox their guts before actually listening to their gut, because of course we have a lot of artificial.
what if somebody got filth and pork and ain't good? what they gonna detox, man?
They got to, bro, because, you know, that's not.
Can I manifest positive things in my life eating pork? That's what I'm asking you.
Bro, no. you'll just draw in a lot of low vibrational stuff. Like,
so you said if I mean bacon and pork, I'll be inviting negative people in my life.
Pretty much, bro. Like, you know, you are what you eat, and true. You're just gonna be battling with spirits. You know, spirits are all around us. We are spiritual beings living a human experience, and there is energy. You know, people talk about seeing ghosts all the time. Yeah. Like, all this is real. Like, our eyes can only see so much, but like, but animals, like, have you ever had, you have a pet?
Or yeah.
Does your animal ever pick up on things around that you can't see?
True.
Yeah, like, you know, the other day I was at my homegirl's house and I asked, we meditated, and I just got this feeling. I'm just like, do you have a ghost around here or something?
Yeah.
She was like, how did you know? Like, I just had a vibe. And she was telling me about how her dog, there's a select corner in her house, and her dog is always barking at it. And it's just like, yo, there's like something's still in there.
You can't tell the people this without telling them how does sage help. That positive around the house will help give us out that negative energy.
Oh yeah, so sage is like an air purifier, and you know, we breathe in the air. So yeah. If the air is bad, you're breathing in the spirits.
Yeah,
and they could latch onto you, your mind, and really mess with you. Like, I make sure I have some Palo Santo. I make sure I like sage. And just clean up my air, especially like when I go like places, and like I pick up on a lot of people's energies, and like I could tell when people are like just very dark, and like, you know, we all have a bioenergetic field, and we all take from our people around us, and what, you know, we feel like everything is just, we're feeling things.
I feel that. Hey, peep this out. How can we seek our peace? Why nowadays society people look at things externally outside themselves to make them happy? How can you teach people to look within themselves to find their true happiness?
Really just, you know, watching what you take into your body and learning to love yourself. And, you know, don't so much feed the flesh, but feed the spirit. And this is what fasting does for me. I feel like it, you know, it's helped align me more with my higher self and spirit, and guiding me in the direction by just, you know, letting go and releasing a lot of old feelings and, you know, energies that have sat with me that have thrown me off. And hold on, I'm gonna stop recording and record again, because it can only do 30 seconds for each one.
Yeah. All
right, so we back recording. But yeah, you know, peace of mind is everything, especially with all the madness going on and like the media and all these images getting projected into us. You know, all these psychological operations that they do to distract us and make us even more divided than we are.
I got a question. So if you have a spouse, or you in your relationship, you have a girlfriend or boyfriend, if you hear your frequency vibrating high, right? And you taking in this knowledge and stuff like that, if you have a spouse that's how do you raise the vibration of your spouse, or how can you help give them the information, hopefully that they can help be up there with yours? Or how can y'all get in alignment with the information if they not taking the information as you taking it?
It's just all about being patient and being love and just showing them love. Not everybody's open. Not everybody thinks the same as you. And
you just let your light shine, basically.
Yeah, you just plant the seed and, you know, distance yourself if you have to. And like, let it just sit, because, you know, it's a domino effect, I guess. Like, really not even that. It's like a, you know, when everything you say is energy, and we speak from our solar plexus, our, you know, willpower, identity, ego, whatever. And when people really resonate you, or like feel some connection to you, it sits with them. Like, that's why you got to be careful, like what you say to children and stuff, because they even, like, ultimately life is about staying connected to your inner child and just, you know, creating and just being love, being light, because, you know, we're all made out of love, or we should be. I mean, I feel like I was, and that's why I just am who I am, you know.
Right.
But yeah, you know, energy's contagious. You know, we see that with, you know, in sports, like, you know, you got that one leader that just leads all the, you know, the players to, you know, they have that morale, and it's because they feed off of the leader. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah.
Wow, I mean, I like that, man. You dropped a lot of jewels today, a lot of jewels. So the biggest thing I take from me is realize that your lifestyle has to change. You know what it is.
Yeah, breaking patterns. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I did a podcast. It was a TED Talk by Max Tedmark or something like that. And he pretty much broke down how, you know, consciousness is patterns. And really, you know, we are structured a certain way. And like, when you are maintaining a structure that doesn't seem fitting to your spirit, you know, this is where depression and all that kicks in. And really, you have to grow from that and change if you seek that.
Mm.
So it is about making changes.
As well as affirmation. Can you tell the people the power of the words "I am"? How much power they have?
Oh, yeah. I am. It's just, you know, the English language itself is spell casting. It's I can't remember, like, exactly what it's rooted from, but, like, you know, spell casting, like, I am, like, you're saying I like an eyeball, like your third eye, like you are, you know, that of the seat of your soul, you know. Yeah. The pineal gland, the third eye.
And that's a book. It's a book called The Seat of the Soul. That's very powerful. You heard of that?
Mm-mm.
It's a great book. It talks about different, as far as like your energy, your emotion. It talks about your ego and how all those things has an effect on your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, like I said, like,
I'm going to definitely write those down.
Yeah, The Seat of the Soul. Yeah. Books. They got Seat of the Soul in a book called The Power of Now. Those mm-hmm. are pretty good books. But just I am is really powerful, because it's saying, like, it's like you said, like casting that spell of your life. Like, I am great. I am powerful. I am wealthy. Like, it's not even talking about nothing physically. It's just all internally. So mm-hmm. when you share those affirmations, it can help change your life and dictate where you're hitting. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why, you know, you got to talk kind to yourself. You got to talk power to yourself and to others, because, you know, like I said, energy is contagious, and we have to step up the vibration in the areas we you know, we walk around, right, and really just get everybody out of all this low vibrational shit.
And that's go about, like, speaking life into yourself. Just speak life and be positive. Anybody, always tell myself, you can be the bridge between you or somebody else, or you can be a gap. So I try to be a bridge to people, see how I can help them. So if you're getting up every day, you feel like your life has no purpose, you feel like your life has no meaning, I urge you to start reading, start seeing like what makes you happy, start seeing like what can I do today to bless somebody else. Could realize the your life is bigger than yourself, because we just traveling right now. We travel to the undiscovered country, you know, so nobody died, come back alive. So what can we do to benefit the younger generation or benefit people? And I feel like we find peace with that. So, man, it was a pleasure being here with you. Thanks for the opportunity again.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Thanks for the, that's energy right there. The handshake is energy.
Yeah. Hey, the heart.
Yeah.
The hand's an extension of the heart.
So it's all about just growing. Thank for y'all tapping in with us, man. Be blessed. And follow me on Instagram at King_Patrick43. It's all about inspiration and positivity, man. We're just trying to level up. That's
yes,
it.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. This has been another episode of the Wolf Chronicles podcast, the greatest podcast in the world. Make sure y'all tap into all the knowledge and check him out and go buy his books.
Yeah. BlindFaithUniversity.com. Be blessed.
All right. Peace. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna share that on my IGTV.
Peace of mind. Harmony.